Make each and every day count. Each day is a gift. And a great gift to be able to speak with our great mayor of the city of Detroit, Mayor Mike Duggan. Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
Morning, Paul W.
I wish we were talking about, I don't know, going to a Michigan game this weekend and being in the stadium with 113,000 people or whatever it is. I wish we were talking about anything other than what we have to talk about, which is this surge. And nobody in any city that I've looked at has done a better job of trying to get people to get vaccinated. You have more vaccination sites. You fought to get vaccine for your people. And, I mean, the list goes on, and yet here we are. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. That's got to be a bit frustrating for you.
Well, we're seeing good numbers the last couple of days, and last night the state posted another 9,000 Detroiters got vaccinated. We're up to 27%, and we're almost to 150,000 Detroiters who have been vaccinated, and I think what we're seeing now is those who have been through it are starting to reach out to their friends, starting to reach out to their family members, because, you know, the reality is people are tired of listening to the doctors and the politicians, and so many people have had such a good experience going in, getting the vaccine, and having the stress lifted from their lives. And I think at this point, we're going to be successful with Detroiters pitching Detroiters.
Well, good for you. And frankly, I'm just seeing a story here from the Free Press. You can get a COVID-19 vaccine shot at midnight tonight in a unique effort aimed at helping Muslims get immunized during the Islamic month of Ramadan. I mean, people are bending over backwards to help other people here.
Well, we've been out at the Islamic Center of Detroit and been really glad to see some of the Muslim leaders who have been very clear about the fact that getting a shot doesn't break the fast in Ramadan. But the amount of information that we have to get out to different communities is enormous. But I think Denise Fair and her health department team are doing a great job. They had two town halls by telephone this week, and 10,000 people attended between the two town halls asking questions. People are anxious for information, and I think as they get more information, we'll continue to be more successful.
You are quoted as saying you think it's going to get worse, and you've also said the hot spot started in our area in the tip of the thumb.
There's no question about it. Up in Tuscola County, they're at 35% infection rate. We haven't seen that anywhere in the state. For whatever reason, what we are experiencing in Wayne, Oakland, and Macomb County now started in the tip of the thumb in very rural areas, has spread down through Lapeer County, now coming down through Macomb County and St. Clair counties, through southeastern Michigan. And, you know, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised in 3 or 4 weeks if it's not into northern Ohio and Indiana and Illinois. So I doubt many Detroiters have been to the farmland of Tuscola County, but we're one state, and what happens in one area of the state affects everybody.
Is this, it just, I mean, it occurs to me as we're talking, this is to take away any credence to the people who might be suggesting that our problems in Michigan are coming from Detroit because of the lack of numbers in terms of percentage, which you just said has gotten much better in the last 2 days, of people getting vaccinated. The resistance to vaccinations, we have had pointed out, has been higher in Detroit than in other parts of Michigan.
Yeah, I don't know whether it's resistance or a lack of mobility to get out of the house or lack of information, but I don't know anybody who said it was started in southeastern Michigan. All you had to do was look at the maps. It was the tip of the thumb. It was Cadillac. This wave came out of the most rural areas of this state and has spread throughout. And I think that's been pretty well documented. The question is, you know, have the communities in southeastern Michigan done enough to get vaccinated before it spread down here? And some have done better than others. And I think in Detroit now we're starting to catch up.
Mayor Mike Duggan with us on the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR. Your reaction to the Detroit School District pausing in-person learning at least until May 11th?
Yeah, I think they had to. And I don't think there's any question about it. And Dr. Vitti, I think, made the right call. and we'll see what things look like on May 11th. The last two or three days, we're seeing encouraging numbers for the first time since February. But you don't get excited about two or three days. We'll see what it looks like a week from now. But if I rewound the clock a year, it was the last 2 weeks of April that we broke the back of the first wave in Michigan. And we'll see, we're seeing some good things out of Detroit between the social distancing, the mask wearing, and hopefully now we're pushing walk-in vaccines out by next week in multiple sites across the city. But, you know, we have our pharmacies. They've been allocated 100 vaccines a week to a Rite Aid. I mean, the local places where you would normally go for a shot just have not had enough supply, and we're working with them right now to get that supply increased and to try to get Detroiters lots of access nearby and see if we can't make this a little bit easier.
You stand with our governor. I'm not trying to create any kind of anything other than asking you what you would add to what the governor is doing, or maybe you wouldn't add anything. Is there a different direction that you would suggest or that you would like to see coming out of Lansing or not?
Well, Paul W., people talk about shutdown. The question is, what are you shutting down? I'm in restaurants three or four times a week, and I'm seeing people very scrupulous about adhering to the rules. The wait staff is wearing masks. The tables are being cleaned. You go into our stores. People are standing 6 feet apart. And so your problem, I am convinced, are the gatherings of large numbers of people in people's homes without masks, in backyards and barbecues. So when you say shut down, I think it runs the risk that you shut down the places where we have the least spread, and you don't do anything about the places in people's homes that have the most spread. That's the dilemma the governor's facing, and I don't disagree with what she is doing. But you want to look at how bad things are. You remember back in February when she was not allowing high school athletics to go forward. She was being skewered by Republicans in the legislature. People marched on the Capitol, and parents and high school seniors who were looking at their last chance to play the sport they loved in high school were very passionately asking to reopen. The governor did reopen high school sports. Now it looks in April like the high school sports were a cause of the spread. And people are saying, why did the governor do that? Well, the great majority of the state wanted her to reopen the high school sports in February, and she's in a position where she's criticized if she does it, and she's criticized if she doesn't. But I think she has led the state very effectively, and I do think we are seeing the early signs of flattening this curve in this last wave.
Final thought here on a different subject. You are, I've been a supporter of yours, Mike Duggan, long before you became mayor and you got us painting a school or something. I remember that was a very long time ago. You remember that? I don't even remember.
I do. That would have been 1999.
Okay.
Yes.
So, and the, one of the best things about you as a public servant, you are a politician, but you never make me feel like you're being political. I mean, there are kind of, there's always going to be times that there are political leanings based on what you're doing, who you're supporting, et cetera, et cetera. But that aside, you are a consummate professional at what you do. Detroit's been very lucky to have you as mayor, as we have, and hope we are going to be mayor for a long time to come. And you're also highly regarded as a top Democrat. So, with all of that said, how do you respond to someone who is a congressman, congresswoman, even trained as a lawyer, to be quoted as saying, it wasn't an accident. This is about the shooting of Dante Wright. It wasn't an accident. Policing in our country is inherently and intentionally racist. Dante Wright was met with aggression and violence. I am done with those who condone government-funded murder. No more policing. No more incarceration. No more militarization. It cannot be reformed. Now, look, it is so sad and so wrong that Dante Wright has been killed. But you can't just say that. You have to take into account that, sadly, he shouldn't have also tried to run from the police. But that's another story. Doesn't mean he should have been killed, but that's part of the story. But do you believe that we don't need police?
Well, the great majority of the people of the city of Detroit certainly wouldn't agree with that. But people want to be respected. There have been far too many of these incidents where the person who was killed was black or brown. And so the issues that are being raised are real. But if you look at the job that Chief James Craig has done, and this is a man who 40 years ago broke into an almost all-white Detroit police department and experienced significant discrimination. Then he went out to Los Angeles during the Rodney King days. And he's a man who has spent his life trying to make sure that policing is done properly and that African Americans are treated respectfully by the police department. And we've seen good support from this community for Chief Craig and the police department. So there's always room for improvement. I'm not focused on the national conversation. I'm focused on what's happening here. And I feel very good about our police chief, what he's done with neighborhood policing, what he's done with use of force policies long before the issues that have become so much a part of our consciousness the last 12 months. And we're going to keep working very hard to build the bond between the Detroit Police Department and our community.
All right. I agree with you, not 100%, but 1,000% on Chief James Craig. We even talked to Ike McKinnon the other day, and here's a guy who was discriminated against as a black Detroit cop,
right.
Even shot
Absolutely.
At by fellow yeah. officers. But that's another story. But here's my job, Mike Duggan, Mayor Duggan. And that was a great answer, but if there was any time that I say sometimes you are a little political, so I'm just going to ask you, so you don't agree with...
I don't get into the stuff. I don't get into it. My job is to make sure that the Detroit Police Department protects this community in a way that is respectful to every single citizen. I'm working really hard to do that. Our police chief and the leadership's working really hard to do that, and I'm not getting caught up in controversies with other people.
All right, but it does sound like you support the police. You obviously support
Craig. Paul W., you're putting words in my mouth. I am not.
Well, I don't engage in controversies with other people. Listen, I don't want to end
like this. I'm not engaging. I know you want us to fight with each other.
I'm not doing it.
Role in the city of Detroit, and we certainly have room for improvement here. We work at it every day, and we're going to stay focused. I'm staying focused on the police department in this city and our relationship with the community.
Let's make sure that I because you kind of said no, but you do support Chief James Craig.
I answered the question as best I can, so don't put words in my mouth. You can play it back.
I'm not trying to put words in your mouth. I just don't want us to end with there being any question about whether you support Chief James Craig or not. I thought you did 100%.
I do support Chief James
Craig. Good, that's all you have to say. That's it. I'm not tying it in with anything else.
Okay, all right. You're trying to get me engaged in a fight with somebody else that I really don't
want. You know what? She's not worthy of a fight with you. I'm sorry to say. Don't say anything. You don't have to disagree or agree.
All right, Paul W., I'm going to go back to work now.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Right. Mayor. Appreciate it. Have a great
always
weekend.
Always good to talk to you.
Always
right.
good to talk to you. Mayor Mike Duggan here on the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR.